definitely human.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's the cute boy tree we like to eat. Linda, I seem to have misplaced the minutes for yesterday's presentation on work-appropriate graph sizes. Could you print and bind another copy for me, please? Oh. Linda, disregard the last message, please. Linda, can you go ahead and print another copy of those minutes after all? But could you ensure the page numbers are on the top right of the page rather than the bottom right? V important. Please bear in mind for the future. Thank you.
Sir.
Ah, Hob, you're back. Come in, come in. You too, Jim.
Oh, right. Yes, boss.
How was your trip to Site B? Did you have fun?
No. Everyone stationed at the site was dead. A mysterious alien artifact gave us all intense hallucinations, and we lost the head of the science department and the heads of resources. It was traumatic.
Oh, but did you visit the recreation centre? They have fantastic decor and the audio tour of the facility is very enlightening.
Wait, so you've been to Site B? Did you see the visions?
I did. It seems that us Earthlings are more affected than native Martians. But then again, I'm on a lot of meds, so who can really tell?
Well, it doesn't matter now. We buried that thing. And, sir, we sort of, left Baxter behind?
Oh, don't worry about Baxter. He'll find his way home. Now, with Albrecht, Baines and Clay dead, we need to appoint a new head of the resources department.
Don't we just? After the chaos of the last couple of months, we need a steady hand on the joystick. Someone who understands Provide and Desire and works for the best of Mars Corp. It's going to be tough. But I feel a responsibility to...
Yes, yes, very good.
What?
Yes, Mr. Price, you will be head of the department. Go away now, please.
Really? I'm head of resources? Yes! Thank you! Thank you, Mr. Man! Whoa! Yes! Yes, I did it! Head of resources! I'm head of resources! Me, Dave Price! Yes! Woo-hoo!
I'm not so sure that was a good idea, Martin.
Oh, don't worry about that. By the end of the week, the resources department will be a shadow of its former self. Besides, there's much bigger news. Thanks to your efforts as station supervisor, Mars Corp is finally running at 51% output.
Well, it's not all down to me. It was a healthy combination of clear goals, good management and teamwork.
Couldn't agree more. So you're fired.
I'm what?
Yes, we're ready for phase two. Project Titan, which you'll now be working on as part of a team led by Steve Church. He's just been awoken from suspended animation. But he's got years of experience back on Earth.
Whoa, another Earthling?
Yes, there are a few thousand of them packed away in the basement.
You never mentioned any of this.
Why would I? It's not any of your business.
Look, I'm a little confused.
Hob, I'm giving you a promotion.
A promotion? Really? To what?
Get your keister to Sector 8 and find out. Go, go, go,
oh,
go, go.
Yes, thank you.
Boss, what will I do?
Jim, you will have the honour of assisting me until Baxter returns. We'll start with breakfast. 4 diazepam pushed into a peeled banana would be lovely.
Oh, yes, boss.
Attention, employees. Staff in Sector N have been chosen as subjects for medical trials. Pick up your adult diapers and report to the med department for the next 3 days. This will be deducted from your holiday leave allowance.
What is all this crap?
It looks like an outlet of some kind. I don't know why there's a small stage and sound system, though.
Yeah, Herb probably wants to know what sort of resources are being used. I imagine that's why she asked the head of the resources to be here. Which is me.
No. Martin has promoted me to Project Titan, and this is where I'll be working now.
So what's Project Titan?
Well, obviously it's the new terraforming initiative. It looks like we won't be working together anymore, but you guys have contributed to the growth of Mars Corp, so I wanted you to be here to share this moment.
And who are these other people?
My new team, I guess.
Hey there! You're the Earth Lady? Hi, Carol! It's so nice to meet you. Bet you're excited, huh?
Yeah, excited to find out exactly what...
Hey, all right. Thanks for coming. Woohoo! All right, I'm Steve Church, and it's great to be here on Mars. Yeah, that's right. Woohoo! All right. I love this energy. Let's run the clip.
Rich. Smooth. Powerful. Every cup of our coffee makes an impact, creates a moment, forms a
feeling. Why are they playing adverts?
Shh, shut up.
Life isn't just about coffee, but our coffee helps to make those special moments with friends, with family, with colleagues. Titan Coffee. Real coffee for real moments.
That's right, folks. I'm thrilled to reveal the start of Phase 2, Project Titan, and the first franchise store on the planet Mars, Titan Coffee.
What? Have I been promoted to a fucking barista?
Gasp, the branding is so inoffensively, attractively perfect. I can't compete with this.
Phase 2. No, we're not ready yet. Titan Coffee will be the end of MarsCorp!
I like coffee.
Mars Corp, Part 11, Rewards and Recognition.
I can't believe Martin would screw me like this. I didn't reverse 300 years of stagnation in the first human colony on Mars in less than a year to serve frickin' frappe lattes.
I totally understand that you're nervous, but I have total faith in you, H. I'm sure your experience as base supervisor will make you a fine barista. All right, good talk.
But I...
Huddle in, guys. Now, your roles here will be to help grow and nurture the Titan Coffee experience for our customers.
I just want to say I'm really excited to be serving Titan Coffee.
That's a really great attitude, Carol. and it's how I hope the rest of you feel. But that's enough talk for this morning. Let's get to it, peeps. We're a little behind schedule.
A little behind schedule, Steve. It's 2516. We're 400 years behind schedule.
2516? 2516? I thought it was 2100. My kids, my wife, everyone I ever knew, they're dead. They're all dead.
Oh, Jesus, Steve, I'm so sorry. I thought you knew.
Oh, the injustice of it. It's not fair. It's just not fair. To think that they never lived to see the Titan Coffee dream realized. Breaks my heart. But I must be strong, like the smoky, dark roast of a robust Titan espresso. Okay, let's have a great day, people.
But I... What? Oh...
So, what's the plan for today? Dodging death? Cutting corners? Eliminating waste?
Oh, there's that legendary gym sense of humour I've heard about. No, after your work at Site B, Mars Corp is quite safe. We can all afford to take our eye off the ball and relax. Oh, no!
What is it? Monsters?
No, it's nearly brunch time and we don't have a drink inside us. Quickly, fix us both a couple of tall ones. Gin and tonics. Stat. Easy on the tonic.
Oh, sure.
Do you play cards, Jim?
Well, I don't mean to brag, but I play a mean snap.
Ah, the gentleman's game. Take a seat.
Well, I must say, this is quite a pleasant change of pace. I always seem to be running about with Hob.
Well, I believe quality of work is more important than quantity, Jim. Valium. I wonder if I'll miss all this when everything changes.
You mean because of Project Titan?
Hmm? Oh, goodness me, no. Project Titan is a mere passionate kiss with tongues. The big climax is still to come.
Welcome to Titan Coffee, where real coffee makes real moments. What can I get you?
Whoa, Hob, your new uniform looks amazing. You look so much more approachable than usual.
So you really are a coffee shop barista. I thought you were lying to get out of spending time with Eric.
Oh, Dawn. You and your sense of humour.
Are you two going to order or not?
I'll have a caramel coffee shake with extra cream, and he'll have a green tea. So there's no station supervisor now. You know there's a problem in the tech department, right?
Really? Is it another revolution? Do we need to lock down the base?
No. Someone's been eating my special high-protein lunch. It's terrible, Hob. I can feel the muscle evaporating off me.
Oh, just talk to Tom. I can't help you. I'm not the station supervisor anymore. Now, would you like sprinkles on that?
Nah, idiots. Sleepwalking into oblivion. Can't they see?
TD, you wanted a powwow? Oh, you're dry. Let me get you a coffee.
No! This coffee is dangerous.
Darn it, Hob. You got the water temp too high again.
Forget Hob. The problem is Titan Coffee. It's all in the manual. The final line on the final page. And I quote, "When these systems are finished to absolute specification, phase one will be complete. Phase two will commence."
Look, Tom, maybe coffee isn't for you. You know, there's a water fountain just outside, so why don't you just...
You're ushering in phase two before phase one is completed to specification. It's too soon. This whole operation will collapse and take Mars Corp with it.
Right. Well, customer feedback is important to us, so I'm gonna write down on this piece of paper, don't bring down Mars Corp. I'll pop that in the suggestions box by the counter and we'll consider it. Oh, and you'll also be entered into a raffle at the end of the month to win 3 small coffees.
Ooh, a raffle. I mean, I will stop you, Steve Church, and I will save Mars Corp.
Well, all right then. Good talk.
There's your coffee and your cinnamon bun. Have a great day!
So perky, so genuine. It's not human.
Hey, sport. You in the queue or still deciding?
Steve, where's all this come from? It wasn't in resources.
We don't need resources. Everything you see here has been in storage since day one. We just rolled it out. And I'm about to get the bean growing operation underway too, so we're practically self-sufficient.
It's too much. It's too shiny and bright and clean. It can't be real.
Of course it's real. It's Titan Coffee, where real coffee makes real moments. Look, I've got to see a man about a bean, but here, you can have this.
Loyalty card? Ah, why didn't I think of that?
Hey, boss, what do you think of this place? I might grab my computer and work in here if that's cool.
No, it's not cool. I can't believe you're drinking their coffee, you little traitor.
It was free. I'm not made of stone.
Free? Ha! Fools! I can't just give stuff away for free. Titan will be dead in no time.
Oh, that's just an opening day offer. The first one's on the house, so customers can see how great Titan Coffee is.
Then you jack up the price. Oh, that is fiendish. Titan, you are a formidable foe.
Great work, everybody! Keep this up and we might even hit our growth targets.
Why are we playing guitar and humming to a hydroponic field of beans, boss? Any mouth breather could be doing this.
Yes, but we've been asked. I'm sure it's just temporary and we'll be back to doing science in no time.
Ah, David, good to see your team working away.
Yes, happy to help. Always happy to help. Looking forward to moving back to the real science, though.
But David, this is real.
Yes, but it's not, is it? Singing to beans isn't really doing anything. We could actually increase yields and potency by using, you know, science.
Sure, but this is part of Titan's organic image. And it's what I'm asking you to do. You can help me, can't you, David? I mean, it would be a real shame if you let me down on this, buddy.
No! No chance of that! Yes, we're the helpful department!
Great! Because we've got a big event coming up, so I'm gonna need your team to increase output 20%, okay? Oh yeah, I also need you to pick and bag the beans and get them to the guys out front. You might need to crack the old whip, huh? But I'll leave that to you, boss.
Right. Great work, everybody. But could you all, you know, work a bit harder? I know it's a big ask, but we need to do this to be helpful. And I'll be working right alongside you. We're in this together.
Beautiful, isn't it? Nothing calms the nerves quite like whale song.
I can't believe these things exist on Earth.
Yes, and rather tasty they are too. Jim, are you happy?
Yes.
Excellent. How would you like to hear some of my stand-up routine?
Sure. Sounds like fun.
Brilliant. Okay, let me get my notes. So, have you ever noticed the difference between Earthlings and Martians? Earthlings walk like this, while Martians walk like this.
Oh my, it's true. We do walk differently.
It's because your bones are less dense due to the lower gravity, which also explains why you die before us.
Wait.
I'm tempted to do a few bits at the expo, but maybe I should save it for an event dedicated to me.
The expo? Ah, the big climax you mentioned earlier.
Climax? Oh, no. The expo is merely foreplay before the main event.
Guys, gather around. Just want to let you know I'm really pleased with how Titan Coffee's going. Some of you have taken to it like milk to a latte and really excelled at it. People like Hob...
Well, it's just coffee. It's not exactly hard.
...are a little bit behind where we hoped.
What?
But don't worry, you'll figure it out. If you want to see how good a barista you can be, watch Carol over here.
Thanks, Steve. I've worked really hard on my frothing and customer engagement smiles. I'm just really, really happy to be a Titan Coffee soldier.
Whoa there, Carol. Easy with the militia-related comments. We just want to provide a great experience while aggressively increasing market penetration. Which is why I'm thrilled to announce that in 3 days we'll have the first ever Mars Corp Franchise Expo. And we really want Titan to make a big splash there.
Oh, yes, we really do.
That's right, Carol. Our booth will be the centerpiece of the expo, and the person behind the counter will be the face of Titan Coffee. Carol, I'd like you to take that position.
Huh. Oh, come on.
I'm a shareholder! Thank you. Thank you so much. This means so much to me.
You deserve it, Carol. H, we know you're a little behind, Carol, but we'd like you to play an important role, too. That's if you can be a team player. Can you be a team player, H?
Of course, Steve. I can be a team player. I would also like to congratulate Carol, who has worked obsessively. I realise I need to learn and am willing to be taught.
Hob. I'm so proud right now. This is what the Titan Coffee family is all about. Come here. Let's hug everyone. Yes. Okay. Hob, you'll be carrying around a Titan Coffee personal pourer to serve people outside the shop. They're perfectly easy to use. Just strap on the backpack, press the brew button, point the hose, and pull the trigger. That'll fire the steaming hot beverage into these thin paper cups.
It seems a little dangerous.
Not at all. Just make sure your aim is good, huh? Jack it up and this baby can cut through bones. You'll be fine.
Jim, do you think a velvet cape is too much to wear at the expo?
Oh, no, sir, but, perhaps lose the shoulder pads? Sir, if Project Titan isn't the climax and the Franchise Expo isn't the climax, what is the climax?
Oh, I did promise myself I wouldn't spill the beans. But, oh, what the heck, I'm bursting to tell somebody. Jim, I have harboured a desire to engage an external force to transform Mars Corp for some time. I am going to deliver a great power to the base. It'll wash through this decrepit place and its people and raise Mars Corp up from this gross base existence and deliver us to a higher plane. Prepare to kiss goodbye to the wretchedness of your current life, Jim. We'll all soon be living in a divine new reality.
Okie dokie. I'm going to get a coffee.
Oh, could you get me a hazelnut mocha syrup smoothie? But hold the chocolate flake. My metabolism isn't what it used to be.
Welcome to Titan Coffee. You're only as strong as the coffee you drink. What can I get for you today?
Black coffee. 3 shots.
Coming right up. Have a totally Titan day.
Yes. Okay.
H! Wow, you are on fire today.
Thanks, Steve. Your feedback is important to me. I just really want to show you that I could run the Titan Coffee booth for the expo.
Uh-huh. I hear what you're saying, and it's great that you have goals.
Yeah, and I guess if I keep at it, I should be given the booth job instead of Carol, right?
I'm not sure about that. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll review things. You're doing great, H.
You too, S. Steve?
Hob, we need to talk.
Hi there, valued customer. Are you latte for work, or would you like to espresso yourself?
It's Martin. Something's up. He's acting really weird.
It's Martin. He's always acting weird. It would be weird if he wasn't acting weird.
No. I think it's different this time. Just come and see for your...
No, Jim. Martin's not my problem anymore. I'm a Titan Coffee moment maker.
No, you're not. You're the station supervisor.
That was a long time ago.
It was 2 days ago. What's happened to you?
What's happened? I got a job that's low stress, non-lethal, where my boss respects me. All I need to care about now is providing a perfect Titan experience. And the only reason I'll have to deal with Martin is if he wants a damn coffee. Now, what can I get you to drink?
Attention, employees. The canteen menu of the week is Flan Plus. Twice the flan, half the flavor. Additional note, for any Martians currently registered as deceased, kindly refrain from telling people you're alive. It's only confusing the situation.
Okay, Jim Boy, it's up to you. If Hob won't step up, then you need the three people that will.
Hi, take a leaflet. Hi, leaflet. Down with Titan Coffee. Hi, please take one. Leaflet. Take a leaflet. Take a leaflet. Titan is evil. Take a leaflet.
Tom!
Jim! Just in time. Take a leaflet.
Thanks. Listen, Tom, I need your help.
You see, the opening of Titan Coffee was foretold in the manual. It'll bring about an age of chaos and disorder.
Right. Anyway, Martin...
We have to destroy Titan before it destroys Mars. Will you join us? Will you, Jim? Are you committed to the cause?
Maybe I'll come back later.
This is the gingerbread one, right?
Yes! You guessed all the flavours right. You're becoming Titan's number one fan.
Wrong, as usual, Haley. In order to defeat your enemy, you must first understand them.
Dave! I'm so glad I found you. There's a problem.
You're not wrong. Titan is a giant snake that needs to be slaughtered and burnt.
Oh, okay, but that's not the problem I wanted to...
Wait, you're Martin's assistant now. Yes, you can help usher in the fall of Titan. Could you restrict their opening hours from, say, 2 a.m. to 4 a.m?
I don't think...
You're either with me or against me, Jim. Those against me will not be spared in the coffee wars.
Oh, I'll get back to you on that. David!
Jim, have you come to help? Please tell me you've come to help.
Actually, I was hoping you could help me.
Okay, down tools, everyone. Regulation, 2:15 and biscuit break.
Another break? You had one 5 minutes ago.
Don't exaggerate. That was the 5 past break, so it was 10 minutes ago.
But we have targets. This really isn't very helpful. Can't be let down. Can't upset Steve. Jim! You're healthy. Good posture. Strong back. Do you think you could help me carry all these bags of beans? They're only 40 kilos each. Jim? Where did you go?
I can't do this. I'm not a leader like Hob. What can I say to convince her to focus on Martin? Wait. That's it. Say. I'm saying too much and not doing enough. Action! That's what we need.
And here's your coffee. Hope you have a great time at your rehab later, Brian.
Thank you. You know, I've eaten and drunk stuff before, but never with service that made me not hate the people giving it to me. Have a great day, Carol.
Well, wasn't that just lovely? Hob, don't you think that was lovely?
Huh?
Yes, very warming.
Ooh, another customer. Can't wait to make them feel great. Good day, sir. Wow, that tattered lab coat is really... just really real.
Oh, you like it? Well, here you go, it's yours.
Oh, that's very kind, but I can't take people's clothes. Against company policy. Anyway, what can I get for ya?
Quintuple espresso, please. Unless you have something stronger.
David, what are you out here buying coffee for? We're starting to run low on beans.
But I've worked 51 hours straight.
What about your team?
Oh, it's nap time for them. They take 20 minutes every hour.
What? That's ridiculous.
Leave Titan B. Drinking their coffee will bring misery.
Tom!
Hear me. Leave Titan B. Drinking their coffee will bring misery.
Gross. I don't like misery.
Neither do I.
Oh, hear me.
Let us drink
leave
here no more.
Drinking their coffee will bring misery.
What do you think you're doing?
I'm preventing the destruction of Marscorp. Oh, hear me. Leave Titan.
You're annoying my customers. Good thing there's nowhere else for them to get coffee.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Marscorp's newest corporate coffee chain, Titanic Coffee. It's guaranteed not to destroy the base.
Dave!
Bob! Can I interest you in a Titanic cappuccino?
You're totally ripping off Titan Coffee.
No, I'm not. It's just healthy competition. Not afraid, are you?
Oh! Oh, Bob! This isn't good! We've lost most of our customers! Thankfully, our regulars haven't bought into that nonsense outside. As long as we can make sure they have a great experience, we... No! Who set off the fire alarm?
I did, Hob. It's a metaphorical alarm which I'm raising about Martin's weird behavior.
It's not a metaphorical alarm. It's a literal alarm going off and emptying my shop.
But Martin!
I don't care about Martin. I care about Titan Coffee. That's it. I'm sorting this out. Tom, get in here and bring that rip-off merchant with you. David, wake up!
Father, don't leave me here!
What?
I've had enough of you lot wrecking Titan. Phase 2 isn't the end of anything, and the manual is just a guide. And guess what? There's another manual for Phase 2.
Oh!
Praise the shareholders! A second tome!
Yeah, read it and chill out. Dave, your attempt to copy Titan is pathetic. If you want to offer some serious competition, then offer something different.
Yes. A whole different kind of coffee shop. A better coffee shop.
And David, if you're going to be head of science, then you need to manage your team, which sometimes means being unpopular. And what's more, if you want to increase output, you've got to science the shit out of those beans.
But Steve said...
I don't care what Steve said. We've got targets to hit.
Yes. This is good. Hob's managing us again. And now we can use intelligence, teamwork, and friendship to deal with Martin. Let's saddle up and ride again to Marscorp.
Absolutely not. Jim, I'm a Titan Coffee employee now with other challenges on my mind.
Like what?
Hey, Carol, why don't you empty the bins while I serve these guys?
Okay. I guess you can practice your customer service skills. Have fun!
I'll have a hot chocolate with chocolate syrup and chocolate sprinkles. Do you do chocolate flakes?
I'm not really serving you. My challenge is that suck-up, Carol. She's so good at smiling and being nice. If I'm going to manage the Titan booth at the expo, I need to prove to Steve that I'm better than her.
Perhaps we could help you with that.
I could take a look at your equipment. Give it an upgrade.
I could genetically engineer a whole new type of coffee bean.
Really?
Yeah. And I can dig up some dirt on Carol.
Dave, that is horrible. I will not stoop to that.
Yes, this is great. Teamwork. Now let's apply it to the Martin situation instead.
You guys are really willing to help me like that.
Well, sure.
No problem at all. Consider it done.
No, Martin. We need to focus on Martin.
Oh, thanks. But we haven't got much time. The expo is this evening. What do you think, gang? Can we do this?
Hey, no problem,
Bob.
Yeah,
you bet.
110%.
Yes, we can.
No, that's not possible. 100%.
Okay, well,
Go team!
Woo!
Woo-hoo!
All right, come on.
Let's go.
Let's do this.
All right, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
No. Okay, Jim Lake, it's up to you now. You're on your own, but that's okay. You've learnt from the best. There's only one thing left to do. Confront the big man.
Attention, employees. Please be advised that operating heavy machinery whilst under the influence of abnormal quantities of caffeine is extra productive. So be sure to pick up your Titan Coffee 2-for-1 coupons in Sector 8. Free tickets for this week's expo with every purchase.
You'll be swell, you'll be great. Gonna have Mars on a plate.
Ah, Jim!
Perfect timing. I need your help.
I'm awfully sorry, Martin, but I simply would rather not be involved in whatever it is you have planned.
What are you on about? I just want you to do up my crystal necklace. It's a good luck charm. I want to wear it for the expo later. Plus, I think it'll impress the ancient alien life forms I'm going to reveal.
Gasp! That's it! The big white rock we found at Site B. You've brought it back to Mars Corp.
Oh, it's more of a box than a rock, Jim.
Box? But you open boxes. Wait a minute. You're going to open the box at the expo.
Yes, and?
But we don't know what will happen. It could destroy us all.
Oh, you're such a worrying willy. Look, if you got a mysterious birthday present, all nicely wrapped up with colourful paper, would you open it?
Well, yes.
But it could be something bad.
I suppose.
But how could you find out for sure?
I guess you'd have to open it.
Precisely! And how would you feel if there was a lovely new Hawaiian shirt inside?
Happy! I'd feel happy!
Exactly! This thing with the box is just the same. We'll open it because that's the only way we'll know what's inside. And then we'll all be happy.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Well, good luck with the speech. Give me a shout if you need anything else, Chief.
Good afternoon, Mars Corp. Please be upstanding. No. Please drop to your knees for our saviours. Introducing the Ancients. Maybe I shouldn't call them the Ancients. Bit insulting. Maybe the Enlightened Ones. Glorious Ones. Oh, it's so hard to know. I wonder what they'll be wearing. Probably white robes. Or maybe silver. Hang on. What if they're naked? That could be embarrassing. Need to make sure I don't get hit by any alien penises or vaginas if they're all flapping about everywhere. Ooh, just like my first day here. Well, either way, not long now. Overlord to Baxter. Overlord to Baxter. Do you copy? Over. Fantastic! What's your ETA?
Well, I can just see the face on the horizon, so I reckon I should have the box there by this evening.
Splendid!
Hello, Martians! And welcome to the first ever Mars Corp Franchise Expo! So far, the only place open for business is Titan Coffee, so I guess you'd better focus your attention there. Big shout out to Carol! Doing an amazing job. Thanks, guys! Real honor to be in charge of Titan Coffee today.
David! You made it!
Of course! And thank you for your management tip, BTW. My staff are working harder than ever. I think they have a newfound respect for me, too. What's that you've got on?
It's the bloody personal coffee pourer. Did you manage to do your thing with the coffee?
Oh, yes. Here you go. One bag of magic beans.
Oh, they look kind of ordinary.
Yes, but they've been spliced with benzoyl methylechinate.
Seriously? David, that's cocaine.
You could call it co-coffee. Or coffee cane. It brands itself.
Sorry I'm late.
Did you manage to knock something up?
Oh, yes. I studied the new manual. My goodness. So many new teachings. But from it, I was able to construct this for you. Ta-da!
I don't know what to say. It might be the most underwhelming thing I've ever received. A spare nozzle for the coffee machine.
Do you even know what you're holding? That nozzle may look ordinary, but it actually creates a powerful vacuum, increasing the potency of the coffee by 72%.
Really?
Well, no, it's actually 70%, but I thought that sounded made up, so I added a 2.
Hey, guys.
Dave, why are you wearing a disguise?
It's not a disguise. I'm projecting the vibe of the cool independent coffee business I set up, just like you suggested, Hob. A bit different, you clean-shaven squares powering the coffee industrial complex at Titan, yeah?
What's with the bike?
I fitted a portable coffee machine to the back, so while the sheep are drinking your drone juice, I can serve the cool cats from my bike. Watch. Okay, so I just get the temperature up. Okay, yeah, good, good. And...
It burns! Oh, it burns! I don't want Steve or Carol to see us meeting.
Oh, yes. Carol, I got that dirt you wanted.
I specifically said I didn't want any dirt. But what is it?
Well, it turns out Carol's got a bit of a sweet tooth. The stale pastries you're meant to throw out at the end of the day, she takes them home and gives them to her children.
Right. So I've got illegal coffee, a new nozzle, and the info that my co-worker takes shitty pastries. Great stuff. Well, if this has done one thing, it's reminded me of the old job.
Because we came through and succeeded in the end?
No.
Hob, there you are. I was beginning to think the pressure of the personal pour had got to you.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely the toughest job I've had on Mars.
Okay, so the plan for today. Carol, you are basically Titan Coffee, okay? The people here, the people who write the records, they're gonna write about you and your service.
Neato!
You will go down in Mars history as one of the original greats of Mars Corp.
Steve, I know you said I needed to do something pretty special to get the booth job today. Well, I think I've done just that.
Hob, what's going on?
I have here a brand new genetically modified coffee bean. It's like coffee, but better.
Mmm, tangy. Not bad. But it's not going to get you in the driving seat, Hob.
But I've also acquired this special pouring nozzle that makes coffee 70% more intense, providing a better drinking experience.
Hmm. 70%. Sounds like a made-up number.
I meant 72%.
Look, I know you want the manager's job. I mean, who wouldn't? But Carol really is Titan through and through.
The personal pouring gun job is important too, though, you know.
She's a thief!
What?
What?
That's right. Ask her about the stale pastries and what happens with them at the end of the day.
Carol?
The thing of it... You see... It's true. I did it. I took 2 pastries from the bin at the end of my shift. Ever since my Rebbe died, it's been tough looking after the kids. I don't have a lot of tokens, so I thought, you know, we're throwing them out anyway. I could take the pastries home as little treats.
Oh, Carol, I'm sorry, I didn't...
Carol, how could you? After the trust and loyalty that this brand has shown you, I'm afraid I have no choice but to demote you. Hob, give Carol your personal pourer backpack. You will manage Titan Coffee today.
Okay. You're the boss.
Breaks my heart to see such treachery. Well, Hob, it's all down to you now. Think you can handle it?
Absolutely.
Okay. I believe in you, H. Here's your first customer. Store manager.
Good evening, sir, and welcome to Titan Coffee. What can I get for you?
Black coffee.
Just a regular... Right. Okay. 1 Titan Coffee coming out. This new franchise thing sure is exciting, isn't it? Here you go. 1 delicious cup of Titan coffee. Oh, you're welcome. Please come again. Top of the tree. Numero uno, manager of a coffee shop.
Enjoy Titan coffee. Real coffee makes real moments.
What have I done?
Home sweet home. Sure hope the boss man likes this mysterious box.
Enjoy your Titan coffee. Real coffee makes real moments. Ugh, can't take this anymore. Steve?
Hob!
I quit.
What?
I'm a station supervisor. Mars Corp needs me.
But you'll lose your 5% staff discount. Hob! What are you doing?
Sorry, Steve, I'm out. This job, it's just not me. Now, get me 2 large lattes with extra syrup and a muffin.
Have a totally Titan day, valued customer. There goes the best darn store manager Titan Coffee ever had.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Hob.
You were right. I'm not a barista. I quit my job.
Oh, that's grand.
Here's a coffee and a muffin. To say, to say sorry for snapping at you before.
No harm done.
Cool. Cool. You seem a lot more relaxed. Is everything okay with Martin now?
Oh, yes, yes. All a load of fuss over nothing. He's just giving a big speech at the expo.
Yeah. I thought leaving his office would stress him out.
Yes. Oh, and you remember that weird box we found at Site B? He had it transported to Mars Corp, and he's going to open it on stage in a few minutes.
Oh, my sweet fucking Christ! Why didn't you say anything?
Attention all Martians! Base manager Martin Mann will now take the stage. Please shut your traps.
Mars Corp! Good evening!
We have to stop him, Jim. Where are Dave, Tom, and David?
Dave is being treated for multiple burns in the medical department. Tom has locked himself away with a manual for phase 2. And I believe David's employees have taken him somewhere to celebrate hitting their coffee bean output target.
This is awfully nice of you, taking me out for ice cream. I'm touched. But really, this isn't necessary. Your hard work was thanks enough.
Not for us.
We really want to show you how we feel about you taking over from Simon Badcock.
Well, that's... Ah, I see you're holding broken beakers and test tubes and Bunsen burners and... And is that a plank of wood with a nail through it? Oh, we've stopped by an airlock. Well, this is interesting. Oh, dear.
I bring you all here now to announce the launch of Phase 2 of the Mars Corp mission, the Franchise Initiative. You might have seen and sampled Titan Coffee, which has been expertly launched by professional earthling Steve Church. Give us a wave, Steve! In the coming weeks and months, we'll be launching dozens of similar franchises, ranging from high-salt, high-cholesterol food outlets to nail bars. But before I go into more detail, have you ever noticed how Martians walk like this? And earthlings walk like this!
I can't let him finish this.
Can't you just run on the stage and use violence?
Always worked well in the past.
No. He'll see me coming and open it before I get there. I need the element of surprise.
Titan Coffee? Sir? Madam?
Carol, give me that.
Oh, please. I know I don't deserve it, but please let me keep the pourer.
Out of the way.
I also have a second announcement. Phase 2 was always planned as a gradual advancement of the Mars Corp mission. But through my own initiative, I have discovered a way to advance our cause in a revolutionary, exponential way.
Here it is, boss man. This is so exciting!
Martin.
Hob, kind of in the middle of something here.
I can't let you do this.
Hob? You can't point the personal pourer at the base manager. the power of Titan Coffee must never be used for evil.
I can't let him open that box. Martin, take your hands off the lid.
Hob, this is the future.
Martin, please stop and think. We have no idea what will happen.
Actually, I do. Inside this box are advanced, glorious beings, enlightened and benevolent. They will help us transform Mars into an efficient, clean and productive paradise.
You don't know that. I had visions too, and what I saw was completely different. We don't know what the truth is. Martin, just stop and take a moment. Let's discuss this.
Nah, I'm just going to open it.
No!
Gasp.
My God.
Greetings. We are the benefactors. For millennia, we have waited to find others like us who are worthy of transcendence. Your species has proven itself. We wish to bestow upon you the gift of higher meaning. Please gather closer so we may give you the secret of attaining total happiness.
Hob, don't you ever get tired of being wrong all the time?
That was Mars Corp, Part 11, Rewards and Recognition. Written, produced, and edited by David Knight, David Price, and Tom Dowling. Starring Helen Watkinson, Matthew Woodcock, Derek Elwood, Graham Vick, Layla Pine, John Day, Lexi McDougall, David Price, David Knight, Tom Dowling, Katie Turner, Max Upton, Emily Edwards, Susanna Gordon, David Callow, Ailsa Dowling, Penelope Day, Pierce Hunt, and Robert Benedetti Hall. Music by John Day, Ben Osborne, and Johnny Fithian. For full credits and more information, visit MarsCorpPodcast.com. You can support Mars Corp by rating it on iTunes or wherever you got it from. It takes less than a minute to do, and it really helps the show reach more people. We also have Mars Corp merchandise available on our site. Today's password for Wi-Fi and oxygen access is Oblivion. Mars Corp is a Definitely Human production.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.